Matthew 5:43-44. Ye have heard that it hath been said, Thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. Among the difficult things Jesus teaches and commands in this chapter, this has to be at or near the top. This is one of those instructions that requires the Spirit's power, without exception. It's possible to do some things out of duty or obligation or habit, not this. Loving an enemy is a Christ-empowered action. Only the yielded and surrendered make it a priority, and only those who reject all of self and embrace all of Him succeed. This goes against our flesh desire. It's countercultural and counterintuitive, but it's also God's command. Any evil person can love the people that love them. We're called to something much higher, to love and bless those who mistreat us. Matthew 5:43-44. Ye have heard that it hath been said, Thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you.